as California's governor copes with what is at least in part fallout from a budget crisis, other state leaders are looking for new revenue for their own governments. In Illinois today, officials said the budget is nearly $2 billion short next year, that in spite of deep budget cuts. Illinois' governor is looking into a method of raising money commonly used in the sports world, signing up corporate sponsors. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
Could the land of Lincoln soon be known as the land of Lincoln Towing? Could we have the Waste Management State Park or the Philip Morris Department of Public Health? Illinois' Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich insists no. But as the state faces increasing deficit projections, Blagojevich wants to find new ways to raise money.
I said from the very beginning that we're not going to raise taxes to deal with this budget deficit, and still we're going to invest more money in schools and health care and public safety. And so you got to think outside the box to find creative ways to raise revenue.
So Blagojevich wants to borrow an idea used in New York City, where Snapple paid millions to be the official drink of the public schools, and where concession stands in Central Park display ads.
And what we're envisioning isn't naming state buildings after big corporations, but instead things like concession stands in parks where they can buy a sponsorship, or if you can get a car company, for example, to put a little advertisement on a state vehicle saying this car is brought to you by X Motor Company.
Blagojevich says he's not exactly sure yet how much money can be raised from corporate sponsors, but he says even if it's only $10 or $20 million, it'll help. But some question if it's appropriate for corporations to sponsor any part of state government, especially in Illinois, which has a long history of insider deal-making and political corruption. Cindy Canary, director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, says corporate sponsorships could lead to conflicts of interest with corporations that are regulated by the state or that may be lobbying for tax breaks or other legislation.
The perception is that there's a quid pro quo, that one relationship reinforced the other. Is it true? You know, who knows?
Given the relatively small amount of money sponsorships might raise and the headaches it might cause, some budget analysts say it may not be worth it, unless they get Excedrin or Pepto-Bismol to sponsor the budget office. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.